The impact of Trump's tariff policy on U.S. ag trade. I'm C.J. Miller, and this is Michigan Ag Today News. The Trump administration says its aggressive tariff strategy is paying off for American agriculture.
For agriculture negotiations, the reciprocal tariffs truly have been a game changer for us.
That's Julie Callahan, U.S. Chief Agricultural Negotiator. Speaking earlier this week at a trade symposium at the University of Nebraska, she says the ag trade deficit has improved significantly since the beginning of President Trump's second term.
So if you look at January of 2025, that month alone, the United States had a $6.5 billion agricultural trade deficit with the world. If you look at January of 2026, so 1 year later, the ag trade deficit was $1.75 billion. So there is evidence that the policies that have been in place for a year are actually resulting in tangible benefits.
According to Callahan, Trump's tariffs and trade policies have cut the ag trade deficit by $4.75 billion last year alone.
We were projected to have a continually ballooning agricultural trade deficit, despite in the past having a very substantial agricultural trade surplus. We are a powerhouse of ag producers. There is no reason why we should have a spiraling agricultural trade deficit. You know, my fixation, I will admit it is a fixation, is get back to reciprocity in agriculture.
Even though the U.S. Supreme Court recently struck down a number of Trump's tariffs, Callahan adds that the president's trade policies will continue to move forward.
I will say we still have the Section 122 tariffs that are in place. So we have not slowed down in terms of our negotiations with trading partners. So while there are a number of legal authorities for the president to impose tariffs, the tools may change. The legal mechanism for the tariffs may change, but our trade policy has been and still remains consistent.
Read the full story at MichiganAgToday.com.
I'm Michigan Ag Today Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin, and I'm inviting you on a holiday vacations tour. Join me as we explore the Canadian Rockies, Vancouver, and Victoria, September 5th through the 14th. Discover the Canadian Rockies and the vibrant cities of Western Canada. We'll start in Calgary, just east of the Rockies, and explore art, history, and culture. Next, we go to Banff for a guided tour of the city and the national park before enjoying lunch at the historic Fairmont Banff Springs Hotel. We'll travel along Icefields Parkway and feel the powerful beauty of the Athabasca Glacier. Then we'll board a Via Rail train for phenomenal mountain views and decadent onboard service. In Vancouver, we take a thrilling walk across the Capilano Suspension Bridge, and our tour concludes with a ferry ride to Vancouver Island to visit the stunning Butchart Gardens. Visit holidayvacations.com, keyword ag today, to request a brochure, watch a travel show, and book this tour.
Hi, I'm Elena Preston from Cassopolis FFA in Southern Michigan, and you're listening to Michigan Ag Today.
Dry and pleasant for your Thursday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin. Let's take a look at the Michigan Ag Today weather update. What we have here is a beautiful Thursday setup. Is it followed by a beautiful Friday? No. So we are sunny, warm, and dry. Excellent evaporation rates through the day today. Just a great time to be outside. It makes you want to be in the field. Maybe some of you can. A large part of you may not be able to just yet, but we will see. Frontal boundary gets ready to move through the area tomorrow, so clouds increase through tomorrow morning and midday. Showers move into western Michigan, approaching mid to late afternoon, continuing through the evening and overnight. I'm going to put in a quarter to 1 inch. I think the higher range here is due to thunderstorms, better chance of those in central Michigan as we move into the overnight. But everything is done by sunrise on Saturday morning. Saturday and Sunday both turn out sunny and pleasant. No chances of rain. Low humidity, but also a bit cooler. And then we get into next week, seeing a monster storm complex trying to come out of the Great Plains. It sweeps through the entire eastern Corn Belt and Great Lakes through Monday afternoon, evening, and into early Tuesday. I'm going to pencil in again another quarter to 1 inch here with coverage at 100% of Michigan. Dry behind it for Tuesday afternoon, for Wednesday, and for Thursday. Through the dry sector, though, we are seeing a significant drop in temperatures. We are chilly here through a large part of next week. I think the next rain activity wants to hold off until probably closer to the 4th of May. So, yeah, that means all of a sudden a 4 4 5-day dry stretch can come in next week, but it is cool. That means we dry a little bit slower than that rain early on the 4th, and that sets off an active week for the week of the 4th. I think we see 3 more stretches of moisture in that time frame. So your window of opportunity to get to the field may be in the cool zone later next week. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Looking for heavy equipment but don't know where to buy? Purple Wave Auction has you covered. Always online and always no reserve. It's your destination for construction or ag equipment ready to work. We even sell semis, trailers, and fleet equipment for your operation. Best part? It's free to join. Head to purplewave.com. That's purplewave.com. Sign up for a free account and start bidding today. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest and most straightforward way to buy and sell equipment.
Andy Eubank is here, and so is Tom Fritz with EFG Group as they look back at Wednesday's grain markets.
Beans, let's start there, Tom. A setback during the middle of the session. Any specific reason for that?
Well, I think there's a couple of rationales there, Andy. Number one, you look at July beans, you look at the high, 1201 and a quarter. $12 has been resistance for the July bean market since dating back to mid-March. Meal market sags from the tremendous rate of crush. Soybean oil, all of a sudden there's some chatter that the U.S. bean oil is pretty expensive compared to other alternative oils, and there might be some imports coming in. And last but not least, the May board crush margin. At one time today was $3.42 a bushel, and it goes home at $3.29 a bushel. Real simplistic terms, you ran into profit taking throughout the soybean complex. Corn market hangs tough. Great export demand. USDA announces another 130,000 tons of corn sold unknown. It was a decent ethanol grind number, albeit a little bit lower than the previous week.
Once again, Tom Fritz with EFG Group. Settlements from Wednesday, May corn up just half a penny at 454 and a quarter. July corn 0.75 cents higher, 462 and three quarters. May soybeans, though, dropping 10 cents on Wednesday to 1164 and a half. July beans 10 and three quarters lower, 1179 and a half. And May wheat falling 5 3/4 to 599 and a quarter. June live cattle 47 cents lower at 243.07. June lean hogs down 57 cents to 102.62. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, connect with us on LinkedIn, and bookmark our website. It's MichiganAgToday.com, your home for all the latest Michigan farm news. I'm CJ Miller, Michigan Ag Today, Michigan's Farm Network.